Those cabbages don't sound right.
Okay.
But I guess you would have to say that. You wouldn't say these, unless you were looking at them, then you could say these cabbages.
Okay. When you get the beans out of the pods behind, you say you have to...
shell them.
Do you ever use the term hull?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The kinds of large flat beans that you don't eat in the pod.
The butter beans or lima beans.
Okay. Are they the same thing?
Lima beans and butter beans? Yes, there's a large lima, and then butter beans are a little smaller.
Okay. The kind of beans you eat, pod and all?
String beans.
Okay. You take the tops off turnips and cook them to make a mess of?
Turnip greens.
Okay. You ever heard the term salad?
Uh-huh. Turnip salad. But that was a long time ago. We really need to put up tea. I need to freeze some of the herb.
Okay.
I've been wanting to do this a long time. I've been cold for a long time, but I've just hated to take the time to go and
that's
turn
all right.
up the heat.
What types of greens do you use?
Turnip greens and mustard greens.
Okay, how would you ask someone to buy some lettuce?
Get me a head of lettuce.
Okay, what if you wanted more than one?
So get me a couple of heads of lettuce.
Okay. Say you have two boys and three girls. You have?
Five children.
Okay. Do you ever speak of them as so many heads?
Yes, I have heard it. I don't, but I heard people say this. So many heads of children.
I see. If he had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a...
large family.
Okay. You might say he had a blank of children.
A group meaning, of children, a meaning, drove of children.
Meaning a number of children.
Yeah, 14. Well, 14 children.
Okay, do you ever use the word passel?
Yes, a whole passel of children.
What does it mean exactly?
Well, when you use the word, you mean it's a large group. But I really don't know if there is such a word as passel, other than an expression of that people use.
What is the kind of corn that you eat on the cob?
It's field corn, but you call it corn on the cob, or boil corn.
Have you ever used the term roasting ears and mutton corn?
Uh-huh.
What do they mean?
Roasting ears is what you boil. It's when the corn is still yet real young and tender. It's not, the kernels are not as full as they would be if you were going to make cream stout corn and cut it off the top.
Okay.
And you can roast those ears too. They used to roast them over the open fire.
Mm-hmm.
Is I think where it got its name.
What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
The tassel.
Okay. You ever heard spindle or tassel?
Mm-hmm. Tassel.
Okay. The stringy stuff that comes out of the end of the corn shucks.
It's a corn silk.
Corn silks? Okay. What about on the ear itself? Same thing?
Uh-huh. It goes down through it, but it mainly hangs out at the end.
Okay.